Buzz Aldrin is on the line. Good evening, Buzz.
Yes, good evening.
We're asking, have you ever bashed down a door?
Yes, I have done.
Would you like to tell us about it?
I don't really want to go into it. I've been to the moon, mate.
That is correct, yes. I believe you have.
I don't really want to talk about that.
Well, the moon?
That's all right with you.
Well, hang on, you
40 years ago, mate.
It was you that brought up the moon.
Correct, you did.
Oh, look here, I've been to the moon, okay?
Yeah.
So don't be disrespectful.
No, but you did go to the moon.
I did, but I don't want to talk about
no,
that, okay?
No, but you brought that up.
Right, listen.
Yeah.
Werewolves.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I know you,
zombies any days. I've been to the moon, mate, so I should know.
I didn't think you wanted to talk about the moon.
I don't want to talk about it.
Then could
you keep bringing it up? You disrespected me.
You keep bringing the moon up.
Look, stop talking about the moon. It's the bane of my life.
Okay, so
werewolves.
Werewolves. You were saying they're worse than zombies, are they?
Of course they are, mate. I've been to the moon. I should know about these things.
The thing is, with a werewolf, they're only really potent when it's a full moon.
Don't talk about the moods. What's wrong with you?
No,
you're offensive.
He's put the phone down. Buzz Aldrin has just slammed the phone down. If I'd known he'd been waiting 50 minutes and we hadn't called him back, I would have...
Give me his number.
I would have gone to him immediately.
I assume that Buzz doesn't really want general public phoning him,
no.
So... Because he has been to the moon and
that. Imagine, if we're going to the moon, it would...
We are a bit lowly to have his number, so...
You know, what else is there to do in life? There's a picture of the moon up there. Look, there's a picture of the moon on the screen.
Weird.
This is freaky. There is some freaky, freaky voodoo going on. I wish I hadn't sent that email to that copper now.